Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to two openings, please, in the Scriptures this evening. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians 4. And then also we'll be going to John chapter 14. Philippians 4, John 14. We've been on the subject for some weeks now called Careful for Nothing. And I want to continue in that tonight, and excited about what the Lord's given us. It's so powerful, His Word. And how many know what the truth will do for you? It will absolutely make you free. In Philippians 4 and verse 4, He said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice how often? When great things happen, when you're at a high point in your life, well, yeah, but is that the only time? You know, I read a thing some years ago. It told how frequently most little children laugh. And I mean, it was like scores or hundreds of times sometimes a day. And then by the time somebody is 30 or 40 years old, it dropped down to hardly anything with some people. Well, is that good or not?
Not good.
Bible said, unless you be converted and become as a little child, you won't enter into those things of God, the kingdom of God. Rejoice in the Lord.
Always.
Are we supposed to be rejoicing all the time?
Yes.
Well, now, you're not going to be rejoicing about evil things.
No.
You're not going to be rejoicing about tragedies. But even in the midst of something bad, you can rejoice about something good.
Yes. Right?
Amen. And that's the choice of our focus, and that's faith or fear, victory or defeat. Rejoice in the Lord
always.
And again, I say rejoice. Keep reading. Let your moderation, one translation says, let your sweet reasonableness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Keep going. Be careful for nothing. Now, the word care here means anxiousness, anxiety. We'd probably say, don't be anxious about anything. Should we take the Word of God seriously?
Yes.
Is it possible to go day in and day out and not be anxious or worried or fearful about anything?
Yes.
Do we just ignore this?
No.
We act like it can't be done? Or is it possible?
All things are possible.
Here's some advice, friends. Let the Word of God be your standard.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Amen.
Nothing else.
Yes.
Every vision, every dream, every experience, every prophecy, good, bad, in between, examine it against the written Word. Is that right?
Yes.
And let it be your standard.
Right. Amen.
And if you'll be honest, and you're reading your chapter every day, like all good faith life people do, at least that, then you will be coming across things in the Word that's above where you're living.
Right. Amen.
I said you frequently. Commonly, frequently, you'll come across things in the Word that's up here and you're living here.
Yeah.
Then you got a choice. Are we going to try to explain it away? Are we going to say that's passed away? That's not for us. Are you going to try to water down the Word to fit your experience? Or are you going to have the respect for the Word and have the faith to say, Lord, I'm not living there right now.
Amen.
Elevate my life and experience to match this.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
You'll have to make that choice every time you get there. So humble yourself, be honest and go, well, I hadn't been living there. But if you say I can live there, I can live there. If you say it's for me, it's for me. Right? And then you set your face like flint towards it, and you lay hold of it in faith and refuse to back off, and you stay on it till you get there.
Yes.
If it takes a week or 10 years.
Amen. All right. That's right.
Everybody pray it out loud. Lord,
help me
not to water down the word, explain away the Bible to match my experience. But help me, Lord,
to
elevate
my experience
to match your word.
Ask
it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be careful for nothing. That means the Amplified says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care, how much of it?
All
your care on Him. And again, that's that same word, anxious, worried, fearful, anxiety. Casting all your anxiety on Him because He cares about you and doesn't want you troubled and upset and fearful when He has already taken care of everything. Anybody with a child that cares about their child doesn't want that son or daughter worried and upset and troubled. They want them happy and without care and without fear. But nobody ever loved their children more than our Father loves us. And He cares about us and doesn't want us anxious, worried. Many have thought the more you care, the more you worry. The more you care about something, the more you take care about it. But that's a deception of the enemy. And it's contrary to faith. And it actually gets in the way of the Lord doing something for us. We've already been over this in some detail, but when the enemy comes and brings troubling thoughts and feelings to us to tempt us to worry and to fear and be upset all the time, it's not just so He can say, goody, goody, see there, got you to do it.
Come on.
The Bible tells us that the cares of life can choke out the Word of God out of our heart.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Choke out the Word. Now, what kind of danger is that? So we must, oh friend, we must stop this worrying and being fearful and upset all the time. It's the ploy of the enemy. Check up on yourself. If you don't watch him and if you yield to your flesh, you'll be upset about something most of the time. Oh, you'll have brief times when you're happy and feel good, but it won't be long. Something will happen. Somebody will do something. Or they didn't do something. Or it's something the government did or didn't do. Or something somebody else did or didn't do. And it'll upset you and it'll make you mad or it'll hurt you or it'll bother you. And of course you think you are thoroughly justified in feeling that way but not realizing this is robbing you of a day of peace and joy you should be having. And it's making you absolutely no fun to be around. Sulking and mad and bitter and hurting. And just about time you get past that and you think, oh, good, good, something else. Come on, have you seen it? Something else will come for you to get upset about. And it's the ploy of the enemy to keep you and me upset about something all the time. And what the reason being is to choke out the Word of God in our heart and destroy our faith and keep us in a place of a perpetual defeat and failure and hopelessness and anger and bitter and resentment. And friend, life is just too short to throw away days and weeks being upset. Being upset. Being upset. Somebody say, not me, not me, not me. I can live being anxious about nothing. Nothing. Anxious for nothing. I can live that way. The Lord told me I could. Didn't just tell me I could. Told me to do it. Casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. Well, if He told you to do it, can you do it?
Yes.
Can I do it?
Yes.
What do? When you got some worries and cares, something that bothers you, something that upsets you, don't let it sit on you. Right. Throw it off of you. Yes. Put it on Him. Yes. Say, here, Lord, I can't fix this. I can't take care of this. Here.
Right.
Here.
Amen.
I'm giving it to you.
Amen.
And I'm trusting in you. And I'm not going to stay upset.
Right.
Amen. Just not going to do it. John 14, go there, please. John 14.
Amen.
How many think most Christians spend entirely too much time being upset about something?
Oh, yeah.
Or worrying or being, right?
Right?
How much time would be okay? According to the Lord, we're not supposed to spend any time being upset.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that may seem like a high bar, but don't water this down to match your lack of experience. Let God elevate you.
Amen.
Bring you up to this word. If He said it, it can happen. In John 14 and verse 1. John 14, 1 said, let not your heart be troubled. One of the things that you'll run smack dab into when you start talking about this is people will, many, including good church going people, they'll hear this, and whether they say it or not, they will think to themselves, yeah, but if you have this happen, you can't help it. You can't help but be upset or troubled or bothered or anxious or fearful. But that's contrary to this.
That's right.
I said, that's contrary to this. Jesus said what?
Let not.
The understood subject is what? Who?
You
are not to let your heart be troubled. Now, there's a lot of revelation there. If your heart is troubled, what do we know? How did it get that way? I let it. And what else? I didn't have to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.